Walking around America's many Chinatowns, you're probably focused on the vibrant street culture, the sight of fresh fish stacked on piles of ice, the delicious smells coming from the restaurants. But there are probably a lot of sights and sounds you're missing. NPR's Jennifer Venasco reports on a new app that aims to take visitors around Manhattan's Chinatown through voices and oral histories.
Yeah, my mom is from Taiwan.
I think they were in an era where most people just thought that going to America would immediately mean prosperity.
So that's a very kind of sad story.
That's from Family Association, a new app that helps visitors experience Chinatown in a different way. Using geolocation, listeners can follow the included map and wander around. And as they move, the soundscape changes. Composer George Sequan Lam created the app, and he walked me around the neighborhood to show me how it works.
I am thinking that if I embed these stories within music and also within a place, you start connecting with, oh, well, I've walked by this building so many times, going to work, going to a restaurant, and now I can associate with this voice that's talking about how this person came here or who their grandfather was.
For the oral histories, Lam interviewed five Chinese Americans who grew up around the country, and he set their stories to music.
I think one of the challenges of oral history is that sometimes they just get locked up in an archive. I think partly it's because it's hard to relate to some of these stories, right? They can be very personal.
His distant aunt worked in a garment factory, but he didn't know which one, so he went knocking on the door for every garment factory that he could.
Central to the map are five Chinese family associations. They're civic associations that, since the 1800s, have connected new immigrants with those already here. The audio soundscape centers around them, just like the associations are a center for immigrants and their children to connect with each other. If you're near the Wong Family Association, you'll hear this.
Just a really good access point, I think, for Chinese immigrants who come from a more old generation and kind of younger generational Chinese Americans trying to understand it and maybe pick up a little bit of those traditions and pass it on to the generations after.
Lam says he wanted to use the piece itself as a kind of family association to bring people's memories and experiences of Chinatown together in one place. Jennifer Venasco, NPR News, New York.